As we've been reporting all morning, a NATO airstrike has killed a number of civilians in Afghanistan. The Afghan cabinet is now saying 27 people are dead in Uruzgan province after a strike on a suspected Taliban convoy turned out to be full of civilians. There's lots of news coming out of Marja, but some of the most interesting news is the ways in which this Marja offensive differs from typical military strategies in these kind of things. Civilian deaths in the next door province are going to work directly against its objectives. That's because they're trying to keep civilian deaths down. That's just one of the ways in which this differs. Tom Shanker is a Pentagon correspondent for our partner, the New York Times. He's written an analysis on this campaign detailing what sets it apart from others. And Tom, you wrote about something that was, I found, fascinating. You talked about polling done in Afghanistan by U.S. officials. Tell us what that's about.
Well, that's exactly right. You don't really associate military campaigns with polling. That's more a tool of political campaigns. But that just proves how political are the goals of the Marja offensive now underway in Helmand province. Before the offensive began, the military and other parts of the government did quite a bit of polling in the region to try to find out what the residents thought about the Americans, about the central government, about the insurgents, and what the central government and its U.S. ally could do to make the citizens feel safe and earn their support. Now, to be sure, you know, one can only imagine what the margin of error is when there are entire villages where you risk your life going in, but the military thought this was an important tool to have in hand before the offensive started.
Okay, that is Tom Shanker. He is the Pentagon correspondent from our partner, the New York Times. We also have with us Chris Morris, a BBC reporter from Kabul, Afghanistan. Good morning, Chris.
Morning.
So we have news now that it's at least 27 people that were dead in this airstrike on it and what was thought to be a Taliban convoy. Do you have any more details about this NATO airstrike?
Yeah, this is something that happened on Sunday morning local time. NATO said it thought Taliban insurgents in the province of Uruzgan, which is just north of Helmand, where Operation Mushtarak, the big operation, is taking place, thought the Taliban there were about to attack a joint Afghan and NATO military unit. They called in the airstrike, hitting three minibuses. But when people arrived on the ground, it pretty soon became clear that women and children were among the dead and wounded. The Afghan cabinet's now put out a statement saying initial reports suggest at least 33 people have been killed and that all of them were civilians, and it described the airstrike simply as unjustifiable. I think an indication of the level of anger, understandably in many, many ways, among all sections of Afghan society whenever an incident like this takes place.
Okay, that is Chris Morris. He's a BBC reporter in Kabul, Afghanistan. We'll obviously be updating this story as we get more details. Tom Shanker, Pentagon correspondent for the New York Times. This civilian deaths were specifically one thing that they were trying to avoid in this Marja offensive, and that was new as well. So does this NATO airstrike damage that?
Of course, anytime innocent civilians, non-combatants are killed in a military operation, it undermines the exact goal of what General McChrystal is trying to do, which is to get, you know, the fearful and the fence setters in Afghanistan to move from either supporting the Taliban or a neutral position into supporting the central government. The entire offensive in Marja, you know, yes, it's carried out with bullets and bombs and all of that, but its goal is not, you know, only to kill the adversary or only to seize territory. It's all about shifting perceptions of the Afghan population to support their government. Civilian deaths are absolutely counter to that, and that's why also in advance of Marja, the military signaled long before it came in that the offensive was coming. If all the bad guys had left town, that would have been fine, but they wanted the civilians to get to safe locations in an attempt to minimize the death of non-combatants.
You know, you talked about how for the past 6 months, the military was trying to learn from the Taliban in terms of winning the war for hearts and minds. What kind of strategies or hints did they take from their enemies to work on the civilians?
Well, the real thing that the Taliban can do is they're very agile. They can trumpet their successes on the internet and over the radio and over these kind of threatening night letters that they deliver. The one advantage the Taliban has, of course, is they can lie anytime they want. If the American military puts out a press release that's false, the reporters on the ground will find that out and uncover it, and that too undermines the mission. But what General McChrystal tried to adapt was a strategy of of changing the momentum of depicting the central government in Kabul and its partners in the coalition military as winners to try to drown out the Taliban narrative that they were in control.
So how quickly does news travel? Will the people in the city of Marja already know about the NATO airstrike that killed civilians in the province above them?
Yeah, inside the city of Marja, it's doubtful. There's still a full-scale military operation there. But across the rest of Afghanistan, the Oruzgan tragedy is, of course, immediately known.
And in what way can they minimize the damage? Are they doing it right by General Stanley McChrystal immediately apologizing to Hamid Karzai? Is that the right move to take?
That's the new strategy that Secretary Gates imposed about a year ago. Rather than have the lengthy and long military investigation, when there were examples of civilian deaths, the military would apologize first, investigate later, not the other way around.
Okay, we'll see if this new strategy that you're talking about actually works in Marja. Tom Shanker is the Pentagon correspondent for our partner, The New York Times.